SB Nation Radio here on 106.7 The Fan. Scott Jackson and SB Nation DC editor Mike Prada also from Bullets Forever. And our pleasure right now to shift into some hockey. Capitals are the hottest thing on ice right now and could be the top seed in the Eastern Conference when the weekend is all said and done. And joining us right now to talk about it, Capitals reporter Tarik El-Bashir from the Washington Post. How are you doing today, Tarik?
I'm doing great, guys. Thanks for having me on again.
Hey, no problem. Always good to talk to you. Let's start with the scenarios for the Caps right now. I guess it's a three-team race, but more so a two-team race with Carolina and the Rangers there. A few weeks ago, it would seem like the Rangers were the last team you wanted to play for the Capitals just because some of those head-to-head matchups are so ugly. Do you feel the same way now, though, and maybe the Caps would rather see the Rangers because of the fact that maybe they're kind of falling apart at the seams a little bit?
Yeah, you know, especially after the way they went down with a whimper last night against Atlanta. I mean, that was a pretty poor performance given the fact that they were totally in control of their destiny. And now it's up to Carolina as to, you know, their playoff fate. And, you know, it's really kind of, if you're a Rangers fan, sad to know that for the second straight season, you might be eliminated on the last day of the regular season, you know?
Yeah.
That's a pretty tough way to live. But yeah, you know, with the injury to Ryan Callahan, you know, the Rangers have struggled to score all season, and he's really been their offensive juggernaut. And he's also just one of those tough, hard-nosed guys who gives it his all every single shift. And, you know, without him, the Rangers are a whole lot less scary than they were a week ago. That combined with their struggles.
The Caps are going to probably be in first place. I think they're four points up on Philly. But all season they're saying, yeah, it doesn't really matter if we get first place. You know, we had first place last year. Yeah, what good did it do for us? I mean, and now they're probably going to hit first place again. Is this kind of like mental block of the first place thing legit, or is this just their way of saying, you know, whatever, we'll just play who we play and we'll see what we do and it doesn't really matter?
You know, I think that when they were struggling there, scuffling there in December and maybe a little bit early in January, it was kind of a convenient thing to say. Yeah, who cares about the regular season? It's all about, you know, the playoffs for us after what happened last year. But, you know, everyone wants to win. You get in this business because you want to win. I mean, no one wants to be second, third, fourth place. You want to win your conference. That's the goal from the minute you step into training camp until the last day of the regular season. And right now, they only need a point won or lost by Philly to clinch it. You know, that said, home ice in the playoffs in the NHL isn't as important as it is in some other sports. You know, the NFL for one, it just isn't that big a deal. I just look at what the Capitals have done the past three seasons. That they've lost game sevens on home ice at Verizon Center. You know, that said, it is a little bit comforting to know that, you know, if you wrap up first place, you're going to be in your own bed, you know, eating home cooked meals for, you know, at least the first three rounds.
We're here with Tarik El-Bashir, Capitals reporter, with us here on SB Nation Radio. Scott Jackson, Mike Prada here on 106.7 The Fan. Tarik, now, if the Capitals were to match up against the Carolina Hurricanes, I mean, you're talking about two teams in the same division, teams that know each other well. They used to have, you know, were really good rivals when this whole thing was reconfigured back in the day in the Southeast, and a goalie in a team that knows how to win this time of year, although I know it's not the same roster they've had in the past. I mean, this seems to be now suddenly perhaps the scary matchup if you're the Caps looking for something that could be a trip up for you in the first round.
I mean, the Capitals are certainly a better team than Carolina is right now. You know, Carolina doesn't have the experience they had years ago when they won their cup. But, you know, like you said, I mean, any team that's got a goaltender as good as Cam Ward, you know, he's a guy who knows how to step it up this time of year. That rookie Skinner, man, he's a scary offensive player.
Yeah.
But, you know, if I'm the Capitals, I'm a little bit worried about getting Carolina because there is that familiarity. You know, there is nothing that is going to catch them by surprise, and there's that hate factor. Those two teams, they don't like each other. They have played each other so much over the past 5 years. There is some genuine dislike between those teams, and when you get into an emotional series, you know, things can swing either way. So I think if I'm Coach Bruce Boudreau, I want to see the Rangers in the first round.
How concerning is it for the team with all these injuries on the blue line? We talked, Dennis Wyman's already been essentially ruled out for the first round. Mike Green still hasn't come back. How much of a concern is it that, you know, this is something that they've tried to emphasize this year, better defense, and now their blue line is kind of banged up?
You know, and you're forgetting about Tom Pody, who's only played 21 games.
He's
a playoff-proven veteran. These are some really big injuries for the Capitals. It looks like Mike Green is going to try and play tomorrow. We ought to know it after practice today. I know he went to Hershey yesterday to get in a full practice with some contact. The return of Mike Green will offset the loss of Dennis Wiedemann, but you've got to be concerned about where Green's game is at right now. You know, he hasn't played in quite some time here, and it takes time to get your timing back, get your chemistry down with your defensive partner, and just to kind of, you know, rediscover what made him so good, you know, the past few years. I mean, he's been on ice for, you know, doing nothing for in terms of game action for quite some time, and you just worry about rustiness and whether he's going to be able to step right in to the most intense part of the year. I mean, you know, every 20-game segment in the NHL, the level of intensity ramps up a little bit, and then it goes up tenfold at the start of the playoffs. So that's a big question mark. Certainly a concern back there.
We're here with Tarik El-Bashir, Washington Post, Capitals reporter with us here on 106.7 The Fan, SB Nation Radio, Scott Jackson and Mike Prada. Also, right now, Mike Knuble has really stepped his play up big time. You talk about the segments of the season that are important. What do you think has been the difference for him lately, maybe from the first part of the season where he wasn't as productive as now?
No, he says that it wasn't that he was pacing himself, that it wasn't that it took him some time to round into shape, that the pucks are just finding him, they're just falling. But you know what, as you know, you guys know and I know, in sports you make your own breaks, and he's just been playing better. Early in the season, it looked to me like he was out of sync. It looked like Nicholas and Alex were down the ice, and he was kind of entering the zone a full 2 seconds later. He just didn't look like he had it. I mean, he looked like every bit of his 38 years those first 2 months. But, you know, just like the entire team has lifted its game in recent weeks, Mike Knuble is a big part of that, of the Capitals' improvement since, I would say, mid-February. He is right when he says that, you know, the pucks are just kind of dropping in front of him. But you know what? He's not whiffing on them now. He's putting them in the net. He's also getting to the net. In the playoffs, goals that are scored around the net, just remember that playoff series against Pittsburgh a couple of years ago. I mean, Sidney Crosby killed the Capitals. And remember where his goals came from? They all came from within like 6 inches of the goal.
Absolutely.
And those are the kind of goals that swing momentum, that win you playoff series. And right now, there's no one in the NHL who's scoring those ugly goals better than Mike Knuble.
Now, you covered this team last year, you know, and I agree with you. I mean, the way all the shots that they were taking in the playoffs last year were out by the blue line. But you covered these guys last year. You're back kind of covering them this year. Just in general, what advantages do you think this year's team has over last year's, and what areas do you think they're worse or things that they don't have going for them compared to where the team was last season?
Well, let's start off with where they're worse. Where they're worse, and it hasn't been a concern in the past few games, but for a lot of this season, they have struggled to score goals. I mean, just their best offensive players early this season were not scoring goals at the same rate they had in previous seasons. And you just wonder if that's going to come back. Some of that is the power play, which has been better of late, but still isn't the unit that, you know, set the NHL on fire the past couple of years. But in terms of where they're better, I think what really tripped them up against Montreal last year is they only knew how to play the hockey one way. It was run and gun. It was fast and loose. It was, you know, let's outscore them 6-2, and if it ends up 6-4, whatever, we still won. Well, you know what? That doesn't work in the playoffs. And now the Capitals can play several different kinds of games. When they are on top of their offensive capabilities, they can outscore you, but they can also shut you down. They've also got some really good goaltending right now. So I think what has made them, I mean, in my eyes, the way the Capitals are playing right now, this is the best they have played under Bruce Boudreau, and it's because they can adapt their game. It's because they are playing a more complete game, especially on the defensive end. You know, and it's not just all X's and O's. It's not like, you know, Bruce Boudreau, installed a trap and now they're, you know, shutting teams down that way. A lot of it is mentality. The forwards now, they backcheck. I mean, they just understand that, you know what, I can't afford to stop at the blue. blue line when the puck is beneath my goal line and tap my stick looking for a breakaway. I mean, you know, when Alex Ovechkin was scoring 65 goals, that's what he was doing. I mean, he was cheating, and that's the only way you can score 65 goals. Now, he's going back. Alexander Simmons is going back. These guys are going in and putting defensive pressure in their own zone, and the results are, I mean, I'm not sure how many teams can say they improved their goals against as much as the Capitals did season over last.
All right, final thing for you, Tarik. Where would you put goalie right now, that position? Certainly been very successful in the regular season, no matter who they've stuck in there. But where would you put that, a strength or a concern going into the playoffs?
That's a really tough question, Scott. And the reason I say that is you look at the three goaltenders. You know, Braden Holtby, he's in the minors right now, and I expect him to stay in Hershey. But you look at all of them. I mean, they've all got great save percentages. They're goals against average. I mean, Neuvirth has the worst save percentage. That's 249. You know,
yeah.
Varley's got a, you know, is it 223 with a 924 save percentage. I mean, what they've done in the regular season should put Capitals fans' minds at ease. You know, they should feel confident. The one bugaboo, though, is the fact that Neuvirth looks like he's going to be the number one guy, you know, at least in terms of game one of the quarterfinals. He's never played an NHL playoff game, you know?
Yep.
I mean, just think about the first time you did anything. The first time you do anything, it takes a little bit of time to make that adjustment. And, you know, in the playoffs, that's not the time to be making, you know, adjustments and learning, you know, by the seat of your pants. That said, Michael Neuvirth has won two Calder Cups. He's shown that he is capable of withstanding the rigors of, you know, playoff hockey at a pretty high level, but he hasn't done it at the NHL level. Personally, I think it's going to take both. I think it's going to take both Michael Neuvirth and Semyon Varlamov. I wouldn't be surprised to see, if they go on a deep run, to see both of them play a lot.
Well, I'll bring it back to what we started with, which was Carolina. Of course, Cam Ward. Nobody knew who he was until he was a rookie and got stuck into the playoffs. And that's where he made his mark as a all star in this league. So you never know. It'll be interesting.
Absolutely, Cam Ward. He didn't even start. He didn't even start the playoffs as their number one. He ended
it's
up.
Crazy.
I won the Conn Smythe that year, right?
Yeah, exactly. So you just never know. That's what really is intriguing to me about this Capitals mystery that we're about to start here in a week when the playoffs begin. Well, hey, as always, Tarik, great to talk to you, man. Appreciate it so much.
Anytime, guys.
Tarik El-Bashir, Washington Post, with us here on SB Nation Radio. All right, coming up, we'll get into some Redskin draft issues. Dan Schifferow from SB Nation DC joins us here on SB Nation Radio on 106.7 The Fan.